Welcome to Short Take. Jan Bülow studied acting at the Ernst Busch Academy in Berlin. His foray into professional acting started in 2018 as part of the ensembles of Schauspielhaus Zürich and later Vienna's Burgtheater. Since 2012, Jan has also appeared in films. For his role as lead character Udo Lindenberg in Lindenberg macht ein Ding, he received numerous awards and nominations. The Universal Theory, in which Jan again plays the lead, premiered in the main competition in Venice in 2023. In the upcoming TV series Kafka, he will portray the famed writer. We talked to Jan via video call for this interview. Hi, Jan.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Okay.
And let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Not entirely satisfied.
Interesting.
But it's the current mood in that second, so it might change within the next 2 hours.
Okay, well, we'll take that. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Alone in cinema, probably. I love watching movies in cinema. I barely watch streamers or so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's this, and I love going alone because then afterwards you don't have to talk about it with anyone else, and this is for the second afterwards. It's the best feeling. And maybe otherwise, I'd say like I recently got a lot into video gaming again, also due to the cinematic aspect. I began the Cyberpunk game, which has a really great story writing, I guess. Yeah, I love that, actually. I love sitting in front of my PlayStation sometimes, but I barely find time, so I'm happy when it's possible.
Which might lead into the next question. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. I mean, I don't know if that's a guilty pleasure for certain, but I always need a dessert. I love eating sweet after I ate, and funnily, always there's always space in my stomach, even though I feel entirely not hungry anymore. That might be something. I think it's always something related to eating. Yeah, maybe it's the apple pie at McDonald's. I hate McDonald's, actually, but it's apple pie McDonald's with the sundae ice cream, and then you dip it into the ice cream.
What is the favorite job you've done?
Before I, or even during I went to acting school in Berlin, I was a geologic. And when you want to build a new building, then you want to find out how the ground is statued. So you have a lot of different stuff in there, and then you got to decide like statically. But I helped him out, and it was funny because it's somehow also a construction site work, but it's, you drill in the floor like up to 50 meters. And at one point I was allowed to do these drillings on my own. Maybe this was one of my favorite jobs because sometimes acting doesn't feel like a job. It is really different. And sometimes it also, I think, acting lacks of hard physical work.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
When I have the feeling that it's balanced, when you work together or so, that's a relationship too in a way. I mean, I love when I have the feeling that it's balanced out, you know, someone understands you, you understand someone.
Now we're jumping a bit. What is your favorite food?
I'd say it's something like lasagna in all its ways. So there's also like parmigiana. Is that a thing? Parmigiana is something like that too. So I love layered food. Yeah, layered and baked food.
Now, if you weren't an actor, what would you be?
A geologic? No, I don't know. Yeah, something practical, yes.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Invisible. Mm-hmm. I dreamt the other day that I go into KGB. It's not existing anymore, but
yeah.
I was invisible, but I wasn't convinced that I'm invisible. This may be the most stressy thing about it, that you, when you have the paranoia that you're not invisible.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
I watched Blade Runner 3 weeks ago or so.
The original
one. Yeah, the original one. In any case, I would watch that in original language. It's funny because there's some tiny scene in it and there's people on the street and it's burning and something happened and they, like, I guess he walks through the streets and then there's extras in the background and they run away. And then you hear the sound that someone says, "Wartet, bis die Bullen weg sind." Because I watched it like 3 to 4 times and it's really in the original one. I guess I have the feeling, I can't tell for certain, but it really sounds like "Wartet, bis die Bullen weg sind." And I wondered if Ridley Scott just put that in and asked someone because of like foreign languages due to this world. He wanted someone to speak in, but it was really Berlinish accent. So it was, wait for the cops to be gone. So, and it's funny because it was weird, but it was, I really loved that.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The Radetzky Marsh of Josef Roth.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I mean, I could say Sherlock Holmes or stuff like that, but...
Well, we've had stuff like Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah, that was actually the first thing I thought about. So I thought of it was like something childish, maybe Pinocchio.
Mm.
That's maybe a thing. Right. Yeah, but he's a liar. But I mean, lying sometimes is necessary. He's great, Pinocchio. I mean, Pinocchio is really great. Also, I saw that movie. What's his name again?
Yamada.
Yeah. Sorry, say it again.
Guillermo
del Toro. I saw that. I liked it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
I mean, it is really a different angle of seeing that story, but I liked it. Yeah, I liked it. It stayed in my brain till now, so I must have liked it.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
No, I would never. Oh, that's difficult. I mean, also, like, I'm not really, like, I don't know what is about to come out. I met a directress the other day. She made a movie which was in Toronto. Maybe I work with her. I don't know so far, but it's just a tiny role. And she did a movie. The name is Kein Wort. And she explained, like, we talked a bit, we had just a discussion, and she said, she explained a lot about this movie, and she wanted to send me it, because it's not out yet in cinemas in Germany. Kein Wort, with Maren Eggert. This one I look forward to watch, because she explained a lot about it, and she really did well, so that I'm really looking forward to see this movie. So, Kein Wort, it's not out yet.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
This time I might take my colleagues, my closest ones. I don't know. In the last year, I got to know like Joel Basman, who played Franz Kafka in the TV series that comes out. He's already a big name, but I think he's one to watch. I work in theater in Vienna also. So there I have a lot of people, maybe Marie-Louise Stockinger. Yeah, and definitely my brother, my younger brother is in theater also, Tim. Yeah, and that's it, probably. I mean, like, also, I have all older colleagues. Nicolas Ovzarek is a very close one, and I got to learn a lot from him, I must say. So he's really a close colleague and a friend. And August Steele I got to know very recently as well throughout Nikki. And then 2023 was like, I got to know a lot of people from work. People who I really liked. So maybe I could say that according to the one of the first questions with the friendship. It's always good when you have the feeling that it's not only a colleague, a good one, but it's a friend. And this happens not very often, but I have colleagues that are also that I can also call my friends, which is great.
Nice. What do you like most about yourself?
I'm eager, but okay. Not always. I'd say healthy eagerness.
What do you dislike about yourself?
Oh, I get stressed very fast.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be something small.
I regret a lot of stuff in my life, but this is also something that my colleague, like I talked about, told me. you always have a path, and if you made bad decisions, they led you to the good decisions again. So I try to picture my life as something that just happens, and the only possibility I have is like reacting to it and learning from it. So there's a lot of stuff I regret, but I'd say like it always leads me to points where I do something good, and then I have the opportunity to change throughout bad decisions. So regretting is not the best action to deal with problems, I guess. It's more accepting it. That's it.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Yeah, talking about friends again, I have a lot of friends that I don't have that much contact with, or the intervals of contacting each other are quite big. And also for me, this is a definition of friendship, that you have people you had a very close time with, and then everyone goes their way. And I love that when these people call me or so. And you have and sometimes it also happens that I think of someone, and then at this day or the next day, he calls me, and we haven't had any contact since, I don't know, 2 months or so. So I like that. I love moments where you all of a sudden think of someone. Sometimes I am also the person who calls the other one. So sometimes I walk, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, throughout any trigger, I have to think of someone, and then I immediately call them. And sometimes they pick up and sometimes not. And I love that. That's something like, I love when friendship is freedom with each other.
Yeah. Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
Doesn't sound special, but I would say like it's relax. I mean, I also mean in the meditation way, but I'm not into that. So just try to relax first. And I think out of relaxation comes the best communication and the best work and the best friendships. I guess it's all relaxation in a way.
And we're at the last question.
All right.
Might be a little bit tricky. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I wouldn't allow.
I see. Right. Well,
I wouldn't allow the movie to be made.
Now we know it won't all right. happen. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.